John Daniel wrote in to robot@theincomparable.com and said, after an episode of Connected, wherein the hosts disparaged the glory of, well, you're tipping your hand here, Daniel, double spaces after a period, I had to ask John if I was right or wrong. Tell me, John, is my double space habit the true path or not? And if it helps, I run monospace fonts wherever I can. Does that make a difference? Thank you, Daniel. What do you think about double spaces after a period?
I was a double space after a period person for, I guess, most of my life.
You had formal typing instruction in high school,
yeah.
I am assuming?
Starting from when I learned typing in high school on mm-hmm. IBM Selectric typewriter, and I did two spaces after periods. I was a two spaces after period person, but kind of like doing BSD style braces, which I stuck to for like the first half of my programming career. I think I have been slowly trained out of two spaces after sentence ending punctuation, and I'm not sure when it happened. So much so that when I was going over one of my son's essays for one of his classes, and he's a two space after sentence person. I don't know how that happened to him, but it did because I would do some edits, and he would like, no, you got to put back the second space after the period because I put two spaces after all my things. So is this question asking, like, what is the right thing to do?
Yeah, this is one of those, John is the oracle of truth.
Yeah, all right. So the thing about what I've heard sometimes, like, oh, if you use a monospace font, then you need the two spaces. And I think two spaces after sentences in a monospace font looks too wide.
I agree.
If anything, I would say the strongest argument you have for two spaces is with proportional fonts, because that second space adds a little breathing room that otherwise isn't there, because sometimes a space by itself is not wide enough to separate. So I think that two spaces is not needed, but if I saw a piece of text that had it and it was consistent, and especially if it was a proportional font, I think it would be fine. If I saw a monospace font with two spaces after period, like it was a man page or something, I think it would be fine as long as it's consistent. So I would say I think the more modern thing to do is to not do that, but if I saw it, I would not say that it's wrong. So I think whoever is writing this in, you can probably do this for the rest of your life and never change, and you will be perfectly fine, and people should accept you. But when you die, future generations should not do it.
Mm, that's very generous of you. I was just going
to
say,
you wanted me to be the oracle of truth. I just want to give this person permission to live their life.
Yeah, and if you're really persecuted for it, Daniel, just do autocorrect. Just remove them afterward, but you can still do them.
The good thing is that maybe what changed me is HTML, because as you know, if you write HTML, it will compress your runs of spaces into a single space.
It doesn't matter. So, you can put as many spaces in there as you like.
I mean, unless you're doing NBSP, right, semicolon, or using an actual space Unicode character.
I was going to joke to Daniel. I was going to say, Daniel, actually what you should start doing is option space. Do a non-breaking space after everything. Just mess everything up.
People love white space that you can't distinguish from familiar white space. So, just throw those option spaces in there.
Yeah, throw extra invisibles in there that complicate everything and just see what happens. Yeah, I did not receive formal typing training and therefore have never put two spaces after a period. So I think that that's the difference there. But it's fine. We're not going to judge you, even if I wouldn't do it. But you do you.
And just be consistent. Robot.